Well, I lived a lot of places during my lifetime, but I was born and raised right around the Peaver area. And I started school there. I went to a township school, and we walked to school, country school they call them. And then in between there, because there was no welfare or anything, my father would go to the town of Watertown, which was about 50 miles away. And that was the only place where he could find any kind of work. And he worked on putting up ice during the days when people didn't have refrigerators. They had ice boxes. And he worked there all winter on it, putting up ice, which was a very cold, hard work. But he could work there. And so he would move there and start working there. And then he'd send for us. And then we'd have to leave and go to Watertown. And he'd have a little place there for us, and then we'd have to start school there, in the public school, which was really a traumatic experience for me because I'd never been to a school that size. You had more kids in one grade than you had in the whole school where I went, and it was very different, very structured. My first taste of public schooling as such, and very different, very difficult. And what made it even more difficult, by the time you were getting used to that system, then the spring work, about this time of the year, the farmers would start getting in the fields, and at that time, farming was labor-intensive, so they always needed a lot of help, a lot of seasonal work. And so then my father would move back to the reservation, and he'd go to work for the farmers. And then we'd all have to move back before the school year was up. So that moving back and forth was very tough on us, because about the time I got used to it and didn't want to move back, then we would have to move back again. And so it was it went that way several years during that time until I finally decided I would go to a boarding school and finish up, because my intention, I think most Indian boys at that time, their intention was not to go into education as a field, a career field or anything, and nobody ever thought about that. It was an obligation. You know, you either finish the eighth grade or turn 16. And then we were done. Nobody ever thought about education, because we were coming off the heels of a time when education was used as a weapon against us and against our culture, against our language. And so we didn't have any very good experiences or very any good ideas about education. And our parents didn't reinforce us about education, because they had gone through boarding schools when it was really bad. And so they never really insisted that we go, because they knew what kind of experience they had. And so a lot of the Indian boys my age, that's one of the reasons why they never went to school and completed an education, because they weren't encouraged to, and they weren't made to believe that there was anything in it for them. You know, it was just another thing you had to do, and so you just went to school and get it over with.